Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Coffee with Candace J. All right, whoop, 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 whoop. Y'all give me a second. I'm going to just share real quick. So as you're coming on, please like and share. This is coming directly from my page, Candace Jones page, but please feel free to share from my guest page. From the Modern Day Hannah's page. That's exactly what we're trying to do so that we can get our audience in tonight. We know that so many different women have been joining our different pages, and we just needed to have a conversation. So I am just so ready to get into it. All right. So without further ado, we're not even going to wait for many people to get in. We're just going to jump in right to it. I would love for everybody to give it up for my homegirl, Candy Macklin Harris. Woo, 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 woo.
Hi. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm so excited, friend. I'm excited to see you, friend.
I am working on, you're talking about sharing. Look, me and my non-tech skills, I'm over here trying to make sure I share too.
Listen, we getting it worked out. We getting it worked out. So we go way back. We go back like Cracker Jack. I mean, like a long time. I've known you probably since we were 18, 19. I don't even know.
I have no idea the age, but all the way back.
I have no idea, but we met each other at the University of Tennessee at Martin. Go Skyhawks.
Go Skyhawks.
Go Skyhawks. Shout out to all the Skyhawks out there. Come on in and join us. We love our alma mater. And so I think so many of us have been doing so many great things. And hey, I'm a sister who loves to support other sisters doing great things. I have joined her Facebook group, Momversations 901. I am not a native Memphian. I was born in Memphis, raised in Nashville, came back to Memphis after I got married for 13 years. So it's still Team 901, mm-hmm. And Team 615. But before we toast it up a little bit, I need everybody to grab you a nice little coffee mug. You know, whatever you got in water, like she said, Kool-Aid, whatever you got. Listen, cheers to you, my friend. Cheers to you.
Right.
I am a coffee drinker. I have to have me some coffee. Listen, so I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to talk about, tell me about your coffee mug, and then we're going to jump into our conversations, everybody. We're going to jump into it. Yeah.
So listen, look, let me let you get real close here. This is one of my very favorite. When you said bring a mug, I said, oh, I know which one I'm bringing.
Okay.
My husband was so kind. This was our first trip to Disney with the kids.
Yes. So
as we're talking about motherhood, that was one of the things we wanted to wait for our youngest to at least be 5 so he would remember the trip, because everybody told me how much it was going to cost us. And I said, well, if we're going to spend that type of money, somebody needs to know that they've been there. I need you to be able to walk around and say,
I know that's right.
So he put that picture that I love. This was a gift of all of us on the mug. So
I love it. I love it, family. I love it. And now listen, now didn't you just have a birthday? And you just turned 40 and fabulous. Yes, friend.
40. I'm in the club.
For the club. You have earned yourself in the club. So this is one of my favorite new mugs from my friend, my dear friend in Memphis, Shalia Harris. She sent this to me all the way down here in Georgia when I turned 40 last year. And so this, and look at this. So it comes with the crown and everything. Yes, she did.
She did that, y'all.
So, yes. So shout out to my girl. So this is one of my favorites. I want to start it off right and welcome you to the 40 Club.
Yes. Thank you. Listen, it didn't hurt. Y'all said it wasn't going to hurt. I thought 40 was going to hurt. It didn't hurt too bad.
It didn't hurt you too bad. It didn't hurt too bad. Didn't hurt too bad. So we don't want to prolong it, everybody. We're going to jump right into it and what we're talking about today. So first things first, again, thank you so much for being here. I want to start with letting everybody know what you have created. Why did you create Momversations 901? And what did you want followers to gain? And as she's talking, guys, go straight to the page. go ahead and try to, you know, join in, all the things, but just tell us a little bit about it.
So Momversations 901 came to be simply just as you are embarking on your journey of being a new author. I released my book and mom friends from everywhere were beginning to reach out and give me amazing feedback. One, the encouragement just as you are getting of, hey, this was a great read. And as we're talking about motherhood, please excuse my background as I told my children that I would be on here. That's but they're, right. My oldest is getting ice in the kitchen right now. So please excuse what's happening in the background. Hey. But the group is just that, moments like that, that we can be transparent in sharing about our motherhood journeys. Everybody's journey didn't look the same, doesn't sound the same, feels differently. We got there in different pace and our journeys just, we just wanted to have a space to sit down, have a conversation. My mom friends reached out after reading the book and was like, Candy, you should do a book club. And I'm like, really? A book club? Okay, maybe let's try it out. And we did one session. And from that book club, I initially began to talk about my book. It started to literally just grow into conversations about everything motherhood. And it was no longer just about the book, but it provided a space. We realized that we needed a space to just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Share hardships, challenges, our wins, our fails, pray together with one another for the encouragement, to inspire. And it's every season of mom is invited to be there because I didn't want it to be. We often find groups for new moms or moms with babies and toddlers, but I'm like, somebody help me with preteens. And then there's moms who's like, what about this teenager that's about to go to college?
Right.
And then there's moms who have adopted or those who are into their season. My mom comes, some of our what we call seasoned mothers come and share their wisdom because they've been there, they've done that. And so it's a collective group of mothers that I'm like, we're having conversations, so why not call it Momversations?
Yes.
And then we're in the city of Memphis, 901, and here we are, hoping to inspire, uplift, and walk away knowing that, yes, this too, whatever it is, shall pass, and that you're doing an amazing job.
Yes, I love that. That's exactly why I had to join being a new mom. For those who don't know me, my husband and I adopted officially on November 18th of last year on National Adoption Day. We had the boys for 6 months in our home prior to the adoption day, and they moved in May. We met them last March, and so it's just been a mom journey. So I'm still a brand new mom. We've literally only known them for 1 year. From on March 25th. So I haven't even been a full adoptive mom for one whole year, not until November. So I had to join the conversation. As you said, everyone's journey is different. And so look, I'm like all the moms out there, look, like y'all need to help me. I need that conversation. Like, help. Why do the boys stink like this? Like this right. is a different level of stink.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so loud all the time? Like, where do you go to find peace? Like, because for real, my husband and I were married for 16 years, just us. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, it's, and you know, you pray for it, yes, we blessed. Hallelujah.
Right.
But, you know, where do I go? Uh-huh. When I just want to be by myself.
Right.
Like, you know, so I was like, I need somebody to talk to. So
and that's exactly what we do. You can drop, for those who are looking to join, you can drop those questions. I just dropped a question not too long ago about my daughter who is now like, is it time for her to shave? Like when did y'all introduce your daughter to shaving? Or is shaving not like everything? What about a bra? And all of that is what we talk about. From that to, we even have a mom who is battling, her son has been diagnosed with cancer and she is, you know, we are praying over her and with her. It's just a space in a group that even though I didn't know and could envision that it would grow to this, it has been a blessing, not only to others, but to me. Because again, that's the whole reason I wrote the book, was just kind of like, I needed to know, was there somebody else thinking the same thoughts?
Right, right. Speaking of, so let's segue into your book. So I gotta promote everybody again. I'm a sister who supports sisters. Please tell us about your book. Tell us all about it. Where do we get it? All of that. Go ahead.
So the book is called, let me grab it real quick. Okay, right here. So the book is called Wait Men God, Motherhood Ain't For Me. And that title purposely wanted to grab folks' attention. Like, wait a minute, she said what? And first of all, what is Wait Men? I had so many friends and that are not of, you know, that talk the way we talk. I was like, what is Wait Men? I said, it's just wait a minute. It's short for wait a minute.
Right.
So this was literally my prayer, though, as I entered into motherhood. I needed to just have a transparent conversation and tell him, I don't think this is really what, I know you think this is a good idea, but I don't know if I agree with you.
Right.
And so that is what this is. It can be found on Amazon. It is also an audiobook now. I released that a few months after the book within itself. And the audiobook can be found on iTunes, Audible, as well as Amazon.
I love it. Love it, friend. And I definitely came to her for some advice as I was writing my book. And this is our first time really talking about it with a guest, you know, on our Facebook page of Modern Day Hannahs. Whoop, 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 whoop. So I am a first-time author, and Candy was giving me some great mentorship. I'm like, okay, she gave me the referral, you know, for our Mouthful Publishing. Shout out to Mouthful Publishing. And I was like, listen, because I write stuff, but I've never written a book, you right. know. So thank you for that. And for those who don't know, as I said, my journey is different where my husband and I just were unable to have kids. 16 years of marriage. Now it's 17 years of marriage, and we just adopted. And my book is Modern Day Hannahs, encouragement for women longing for motherhood. That's also available on Amazon, just simply, you know, paperback. And thank you for those who have already gotten their copy. And this conversation is shared to the Modern Day Hannahs page that I would love for you all to join. And without just diving too much into it, I want to talk about a great question that kind of starts off the book. So y'all ready to dive in? Y'all ready? I see y'all in the comments. I see you. Okay, I see you. I see you in the comments. Y'all ready to dive in or what? Go ahead. Y'all ready to sip your tea, whatever you're going to get into? Because it's about to go down. All right, I'm about to ask this great question for my girl Candy. Has anyone ever been intrusive in your parenting or ask you to have more children? And I start off this question because in my book, the first chapter is called The Peninnahs. And so the backstory is 1 Samuel chapter 1, we're dealing with Hannah and Peninnah. And so Peninnah is the antagonist and just all over because she's barren, all over Hannah, can't have children, you know, always in her business. And so I open up the chapter with some questions, and I'm sure you've probably went through this before, you've had your children, but it says, why don't you have any children? Do you even want children? Are you all even trying? Not to be in your business, but is there something wrong? You must not like children. Woo.
They'll do it.
Yes, ma'am. And then when you have children, are you going to have any more children? Why aren't you having more children? So has anyone ever been intrusive in your parenting tactics, styles, or ask you to have more children?
Absolutely. I feel like that answer usually is yes from almost every woman that exists, whether you have them, whether you've had them, and if you are considering to have more. 9 times out of 10, most women, including myself, would answer and say yes. For whatever reason, and I don't know if it's a natural instinct or if it's because people just seem to want to offer unsolicited advice with good intentions, right? Oftentimes with good intention, but not knowing what the person is going through. There could be something going on in the marriage where you're trying to work that out and you don't know. But yes, to answer the question, yes, people have been intrusive. Within my book, I began talking about how I initially did not want to or have the natural desire to even have children.
Wow.
And I struggled with sharing that out loud because it seems as though society would judge me for saying that, being that shouldn't every woman want to have a child? Isn't right. that a natural desire? And I say in the book, every little girl, it seems like, you know, they go and play with dolls and they want to play with their baby. That was not my thing. My sister would be so annoyed with me because I didn't want to play babies with her. That just wasn't my thing. And from recognizing that as a young child, I then just kind of made myself believe that I didn't have a maternal instinct. And so it was probably best if I just left the whole motherhood thing out of my plan of life, so to speak, because, you know, we make a plan regardless of what God has for us. And so I shared that with my husband. I shared that with family and friends, and folks was just like, because we were high school sweethearts and had been together so long, once we got married, the people were like, what are y'all doing? Why are there no children? Are y'all gonna have kids? And we're like, we want to be married first.
Right.
Give us just a minute. And then when they came, right? So again, that intrusive part of it. And then when they began to come, then there was, and again, it was never ill intent. It just became, I was like the butt of the joke too, because I had 3 in 3 years. The girl who opened her mouth up constantly saying, no, not me. I will not be having any children. I will be somewhere, you know, getting flued out. We're going to be traveling as a couple, doing things. And then 3 babies showed up in 3 years. Now everybody was like, you do know where, you know, how that happens. You do know how, you know, babies get here. I'm like, I didn't ask you to take care of nobody. I don't need you to tell me how many. And then once they were like stair step, now here come people looking like, so how many you going to have? When you going to stop? Being that they were back to back to back. So yes, people are consistently intrusive. I've just gotten to the point clear. I mean, now that they're preteens, that no one asks anymore if we're done. I wish they would.
Right.
I done made it at the diaper stage. No, listen, ma'am, no sir.
Listen. Y'all, shout out to y'all in the comments too, because I hear them and not hearing, well, you know, I see them all over, like, stay out my uterus. I've said that so many times, seen it on social media and things like that. Like, y'all, please, did you have no idea what women are going through when you ask those questions? I know women personally who have had miscarriages, like multiple miscarriages, who have cysts on their ovaries, who have tried IVF and it failed. I mean, who have had hysterectomies. And I talk about that in the book and how, like you said, a lot of people, they mean well. And, you know, it's family, friends, and this is not to, you know, tear down anybody who has ever asked that question. That's not what we're saying here. It's right. just to now bring light and attention to how that can come across to other women, you know, especially those, you know, like before I even had children, how does that come across? You know, and then to women who have children, like, dang, you know, let us just live, you know, let us be us, let us enjoy our marriage, let us enjoy the kids that we have. If we have more, cool, God bless. And if we don't, we don't. But why does that always be just, why does that always have to be just the main concern as far as what goes on in our bodies, what goes on in our bedroom? Like, dang, chill, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Chill out. I love that. Mercedes said, yeah, chill on my uterus. Yeah. Thank you, Mercedes. Yes, chill on my uterus.
Well, okay. And it even took me, I'll say this, when you were mentioning about those who are having challenges of conceiving, that alone, I had to even do a self-evaluation for myself because I was doing so much whining about the fact that I said that I didn't want to initially have children. I had to be mindful of my words because even just next door in the school that I was teaching at that time, I didn't know that my coworker was struggling. And here I was pregnant again, right? Which is a blessing, obviously. I know that. It's just often I share with others. It's not that I am, you know, sad or disappointed that I had children. It was just that it didn't go according to how I planned it. Because I, when I make a plan, I want it to go exactly the way I planned it. Mm. And with that being said, it brought light to me just being mindful, not just for myself because I'm a woman, but for my sister friends around me who may be struggling with something that I'm not even aware of. And mm-hmm. so watch my mouth, be quiet. I would be sitting and complaining about, you know, my pregnancy symptoms when she would have loved to experience that. Yeah. And so again, not just for others being involved in our uterus, but for ourselves, just being mindful of one another with how all of our journeys look.
Yes. And I love this conversation because it's so long overdue. It can be taboo, but it's long overdue that we as ladies, we have these discussions and conversations. I get as deep, and I'm gonna move on to the next question, but I get as deep into the book to where people would even ask me questions like, not people, but I've had somebody ask me before, like, dang, y'all even having sex? And it's just like, whoa, hold on now. Like, come on now. Don't do us. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm all that in a bag of chips, but I'm just saying, like, I don't, you know? But it's just those things, just being mindful of what we say. And again, it can be joking, but you just never know how some women go home and take that and what they're dealing with mentally. The different therapies, counselings, the different things that they are trying, you know, going to these fertility doctors and really trying. And so to keep bringing it up, or you need to try this sex position, you need to try this. And it's just like, bro. It ain't no acrobatic. It's just it's a 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, 1 + 1. You know, it's not rocket science. So, it's just one of those things that we definitely need to continue to have these conversations. And that's what I talk about in just the first chapter. So I come in hitting hard, y'all. I come in and my sister was like, dang, the first chapter I couldn't even get through. I broke down. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna mess with you. If you're emotional now, yeah, you're gonna need a little tissue. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. So I'm gonna go on to my next question, and y'all keep it coming. Y'all keep it coming in the chat. Now, if you could go back and talk to UTM Candy, okay? And this is really for everybody out there watching. If you could go back, because now we officially in this 40 club good and deep. You know, it don't even feel like it's been that long, but it's been long. If you could go back and talk to UTM Candy about motherhood in 2024, what would you tell her?
Ooh, we college Candy in motherhood. I would probably tell her to find some friends and those who are like-minded, if they were thinking about motherhood at that time, that were willing to be transparent, not mm-hmm. just the glitz and the glam of what motherhood looks like, the way media puts it out there in magazines. All of that is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But I remember after my first child, I was like, how come no one told me, you know, the challenges you would face with your marriage after adding children? Like, no, that wasn't talked about with me. Finding a friend who would have a conversation and say, you might begin to question your own self-worth after having children. Just finding UTM Candy, I would want her to find someone who would be able to tell her the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Not just saying, oh, girl, do you want me to help with the baby shower? Again, all of that, the glitz and the glam is wonderful, because motherhood, obviously, we all know, it is one of the best blessings. But we can't just sugarcoat the fact that this thing, motherhood, is one of, what is it? They say hood, ain't no hood like motherhood. It can be downright ghetto sometimes. It can
very be ghetto.
And I need the people to tell me that. That's what I would tell UTM Candy. Find your group. Find your people that are going to be completely honest with you as it relates to what motherhood really looks like.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, and yes, please, the ugly. I need to know.
Yes, yes. That's why I'm so glad, again, that you're on here, especially as a new mom. Look, I'm 41, and my patience is just a little bit different in my 40s than it was, you know, in my 20s. Even as a teacher, this is my 17th year as teaching. You know, I'm almost two decades in. And mm-hmm. I have to tell these high schools, look, my patients are a little different. You know,
it ain't set up the same.
Right, it ain't set up the same. We look real good. Praise his name. But I'm good in my 40s. I'm older than some of these kids' mamas. That's the reality we're living in, right, Candy? So I'm just putting it out there. And it's like, my boys are 9 and 12. And so we came in strong. Like, we don't have an infant. We didn't have the baby shower. We didn't have the 9 months to prepare. You know, we had 6 months while they were here. So it's not 6 months without them. It was 6 months with them. We came in. And so it's like, you this is the time where yes, we need all the good, the bad, the ugly. Listen, you need to find yourself a room. Find yourself, even if it's the bathroom. Go in the bathroom. I had to go in and just detox when they said, ooh, give me to myself. Don't nobody say nothing.
Nothing. Literally, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing to me. You know, and it's one of those moments that I need that support of other women to tell me that. You know, I talk about, you know, how we always say check on your strong friends, and I do believe I'm one of those strong people, but that doesn't mean I don't need nobody checking on me. Like, just you know, I've given shout outs before, like, thank you for somebody just say, hey, how's it going over there with the boys? That's just, you know, I just need a good little vent, you know, because even though we've been youth pastors and teachers and mentors and all of these things for all these years, it's very different when you are a parent.
Absolutely. I tell people that all the time. I say, listen, motherhood looked completely different to me. And even my professional job, both of us being educators, I completely changed as an educator after I became a mom. You look through a different lens. I mean, something just as practical as homework began to look different, because now I'm like, wait a minute. So y'all playing sports and your mama got to cook dinner and she got to try to make sure. So yes, now as an educator, my homework assignments don't look the same, because now I can empathize with the mama.
Right.
Doing all the things. Like, why are we doing hours and hours of homework?
Right.
And we're not doing that. So again, motherhood, just finding people who will have those real, raw, authentic conversations with you, or let you just be in the moments when you need to just get it all out, even though it doesn't sound good. And they're like, you good. And don't judge you. And don't judge you in the moment. Because a lot of times that fear comes from moms where we just hold it all in because we're thinking others are going to question our love for our children. No, boo, I'm just having a really hard day. Today is really rough.
For real rough. And I love it that you are in education as well. And like you said, I've changed. I'm telling you, first of all, I don't give homework. You know, I'm like, I don't know how to do none of this. That's why you went tutoring after school. Cause I would tell you right now, math was not my strong suit. You know, I'm gonna have to YouTube one of these things. You know, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm just telling my weakness, and I keep it honest with them. Like, this is why you go to tutoring. So I'm going to try to help how I can. Praise them. But,
right.
I'm going to make it do what it do. So, but it's one of those things like, oh gosh, even with the oldest who would stay in trouble. And I've done a video about that. Bless his heart. That's my challenge. The youngest one, he loves school. He loves homework. He loves school. He's all things school. But that 12-year-old, y'all, he ain't about the things. Now, he's super smart. All the things. Leader, he just don't want to do it and want to run that mouth all in class, all the things. So if a teacher, you know, is telling me, hey, he's really disruptive. Oh, I absolutely believe it. I absolutely. I'm not one of the parents, you know, because I'm a teacher, you know, and I know if I'm complaining, you know, to a parent or whatever, I'm telling you just the honest truth. So I take their word for it as well. Like, of course, I'm going to talk to them and get their, of course, get their side. But yeah, oh yeah, I absolutely believe it. He was hitting somebody with the lanyard. Oh, I absolutely believe it. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did. Well, okay. I absolutely believe it. So it's one of those things that's so interesting as an educator that we see both sides now, yep, too. Okay. Yep. So I want to keep it moving, everybody. And this is my last question of the night. Thank y'all so much for being so involved. Thank you so much. Yes, please keep it up in the chat. Keep
listen, it. They said about the math ain't math, and I'm so tickled at the comment. Listen,
math don't be mathing no more. I'm like, that's not how we did it back then. I just, what are these squares, and then draw the circles, and then move the circles to. I'm like, I don't know. Especially after I've been teaching all day. And then have to go to practice and then come here. I'm like, my brain is on overload. Let's pay attention and tutor.
I'm about Common Core. I said, this ain't common.
I don't know. So, okay. Last question. Can you tell me a situation where, as a mother, something happened that can only be explained that it was God who did it? You say, ooh, that was nothing but God. There was nobody but God.
So nobody but God. I don't know if the answer is going to be too easy, but it is. The entire motherhood journey for me was nobody but God, because I feel as though it sounds cliche, but it's, you know, we hear if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it, right? Yeah. And I know there are some who may battle challenges that may seem more tumultuous, right? That we sometimes put challenges on scales. But for me, the beginnings of motherhood was hard, to the point that it even challenged my marriage in the beginning. And again, we've been together since we were 15 and 16. And to get past some points of him traveling and me being at home, me questioning my self-worth as a mom, I did more praying than I ever had done in my entire spiritual life when my children were born. And towards the end, when things begin, and I shouldn't even say the end because I'm still in it. Mine are 11, 12, and 13. But as I'm still along this journey, I'm realizing more when they began to gain their independence, it was a God thing when I began to look back on it. Oftentimes, whatever lesson God is trying to teach us, we don't see it until he's brought us completely through. And then we look back and like, oh, that's why you drug me like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I felt that to my core when they became independent enough. And then I looked back and I said, oh, this was you the whole time, because he was trying to show me, one, who are you going to rely on as my husband was traveling? Yes, I have. My family is amazing on both sides. I have a village. Okay.
Yes.
Blessed with one of the best villages. However, I had to go through this alone at home by myself with three children under the age of two, right? A newborn, a 13 month old, and a 22 month old, three car seats in the back seat.
Wow.
And so that alone was God saying, who are you going to call on? Who are you going to rely on when it comes to your family, your children, your marriage, what people are saying, how you are allowing the enemy to kind of take over in your head mentally, questioning your self-worth, if you're good enough, if you're doing it well enough, comparison. Mm. So I knew it was a God thing when I got out of it and looked at it like, oh, you brought me through it, really, to bring me closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
These children were brought here for a reason, and I'm still learning what that looks like as they are blossoming into the individuals that they are. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, come on, God. Okay. I see you. I'm like, you wanted to use three kids, maybe one that could have, but he was that wasn't gonna be good enough, ma'am. You probably thought that it was still a you thing, because as a perfectionist, I was like, oh, I got this, I can do this, I can, you still would have been relying on you and taking credit for you. And he was like, nah, I'm going to show you something real quick, especially the fact that you thought you had a plan. Let me show you what I have in store for you.
Listen.
Because you opened your mouth, speak those things as though they were, and you telling people you don't have it in you to be a mother. Oh, okay, let me show you something real quick.
Woo! Yes, ma'am. Let me show you. Oh, you said what now? You said what? Oh, okay.
Because God has a sense of humor. That's a chapter in my book too. I really believe God has a sense of humor. We will run our mouth so much sometimes, down here just talking and yapping often. And being comical, me sometimes, but I've learned a recent sermon. I've learned to realize that even when I'm just chatting or I'm speaking those things, whatever it is. Yeah. And I've got to be mindful of that. So my entire journey, literally, of motherhood was a God thing for me. And so I tell these children, because people ask all the time about this book, what about your kids? Are they going to think that they, you know, you didn't want them? And we've had the conversation. I said, no. You were my greatest blessing. Yeah. This is me sharing the story of how I got to the place to realize what God was doing in my life. And he used the three of you as the vessel to get me together. So that is the conversation we've had. Because I never want them to walk away and one day find this book laying around and think, oh, my mama didn't want me, or we weren't planned or anything like that. So we have the conversations, and I want them to know, again, back to the question, this was a God thing. You were meant to be here. This journey was meant to be the way that it was. Your journey, the same. It was meant on purpose for a reason. The delay was for a reason.
Yeah. My God. Delayed, but not denied. Oh, God, man. You know, us Christian folk, you know, we could talk about God all day long, all night long. You know, listen about what he's done. Yes. Yes. You know, I love it. You listen. I can go to church anywhere. Listen. Oh my gosh. And just to conclude with that and piggyback on what you said, I shared a testimony some months ago how I have a small prayer room. You know, after that movie War Room, everybody just wanted to make a prayer room. I had to make me a prayer room because, listen, I'll be going in. I have to. And I keep some old prayer journals. And in my book, I have, you know, different sections for journals. I love to journal. It's very therapeutic for me. And so I keep them throughout the years. And the Lord led me to pick up just an old journal that I had that took several years to complete. It was very thick. And I turned to 2014. And I was writing about how, of course, every year that we have been married, I proclaiming, as you said with your words, that I desire children, God. You know, I've always been speaking it and professing it, and to a T, like specifics of what I would want my child or children to be. And it just so happened, I said, but if God, if I don't have children, I wouldn't mind adopting. And I said, two boys. If it was maybe a girl and a boy, that would be great. But two boys, I would love that. And I said that in 2014. Now, mind you, our youngest son, he was born in 2014. Wow. So what that means, and I talked about this in the testimony, that means the time that I was speaking that, he was in his biological mother's womb. So that's my mama there that says that can only be explained by God, that, you know, you continue to speak it. Even though, yes, we got married in 2007, but every year, you know, I'm speaking it and praying it. But it just so happened the oldest, you know, was born before that. But the youngest was born in 2014. It says that solidified those two boys of who we needed came to be. And so all of our journeys from moving from Memphis, now we had to be down here in Georgia. You know, we got a house here. We've just been moving by faith, and we adopted through the state of Georgia. And you know how everything has just come together. These boys, you know, are ours. And from the beginning of time, God knew that they were meant to be with us. And so, you know, it's so many different things that I'm sure you all in the comments as well have these situations, you know, in your life. But I always got to end with a note that you can't say it's coincidence. I don't say it's the universe. I say it's God. It's definitely God who has ordained it and who has written out, you know, your story of your life. And if you are longing for motherhood, if you're in this journey of motherhood, you are not alone. I definitely just have to say that as we're ending this conversation, you're not alone. I thank, you know, Candy for sharing her platform with us. And, you know, we got to continue these conversations because it is so needed. It is so needed. Please follow her on her Facebook page and let me know if I'm leaving anything out. Candy E. Harris, the Facebook group is Momversations 901. Again, shout out to all the Memphians out there. We're Georgians now, but hey, I'm still, like I said, I'm still Tennessean, born and raised. They can hear, you know, I can shadow it a little bit, but it'll come out every now and then. I start talking like Dolly Parton, so I can't hide the Tennessean in me. You know, I never will. I'm Tennessean, born and raised. So I'm going to shout out some people on here as well. Thank you so much for joining us from Tremaine and Lakeisha. Another Lakeisha, Mercedes, it's so many women on here. Thank you so much for joining us. Simone and Arnisha, Christy, so many different people. We thank you so much for joining us. Please like and share this page today. I hope we've said something that has blessed you, something that has inspired you. Again, my Facebook page is Modern Day Hannah's. It's very new because, again, the book is new. And we'll also go back in the comments after this is over with and share both book information, the information for both books in the comments so that you can go directly to those Amazon pages to pick up both books. My Instagram is Candace L. underscore Jones, but I just want to say, you know, thank you so much, Candy, for being here. Any final thoughts you want to give to our viewers on tonight?
I just want to thank you for inviting me to this platform. I'm so proud of you. I know you were thanking me for, you know, like giving you referrals and things, but listen, this is your story. This is your time. I'm so excited for your journey as you embark upon motherhood. You've been doing it. Listen, the person you are, I already know them boys, they got one of the best. So I am excited, so very excited for you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, everybody. I see you guys in the comments. I'm going to try my best to respond to some things personally as we get off for tonight. We didn't want to hold you too long. We're going to have some more conversations like this. So I hope you got your coffee cups. No matter what you got on, you know, what you got in tonight, listen, I get you a little something to relax, you know, and join the conversations with other moms to be in those longing for motherhood, and take another sip with us until next time. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you again.